If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. If you are listening on the podcast, then you're not going to be able to see this, but on YouTube, if you come to youtube.com/Karina Gardner, you'll see that today I'm in my dining room and it's been kind of fun to move around. Usually I'm in my studio, or I was in my studio even 6 weeks ago. I was mostly doing all these podcast episodes in my studio, and I've just been sort of moving around and making myself comfortable over my house and hanging out with you. So I hope that has been fun for the YouTube listeners. Okay, I guess I can say watchers. I guess you're watching on YouTube. All right, today I thought I would dive into the whole name of designer. For me, I've been a designer for 20 years, and so I don't think of myself as anything but a designer. At the time of recording this, I was talking to someone on one of my Design Suite members, and she was just talking about how, like, it's taken her a moment, like a few weeks even of being in Design Suite, to call herself a designer. And it really, I think it was like the first time in a long time that I was kind of like, wait, seriously? Like, I've seen her design work. It's fantastic. But it was hard for her to take on that name as designer. It's so funny because we get like polar opposites in the world. Like, I know people who call themselves designers and I can't quite figure out what they design. And then we have people who really are designers who feel like they have imposter syndrome and don't want to call themselves a designer. And you know which of those two parties you are in. Are you the person who like calls yourself a designer but you don't do much designing? Maybe you're more creative direct, or are you a designer and you are literally not calling yourself a designer because you feel like the name is too good for you, or you have some imposter syndrome around it. Today, I am here to talk to those of you who have imposter syndrome about the name designer. Now, as you, many of you have heard me tell the story about, you have to do the thing every single day in order to be a designer. I need you to be designing every day, and you will slowly but surely get into that identity of being a designer. But the other thing you can do, and I don't talk about this very often, and I want you guys to start thinking about what you can do around this, and that is, the thing I need you to do is to actually start telling people you're a designer. Not with hesitation, but with total assurity. When you get introduced to someone new and they say, hey, what do? You can say, oh, I'm a designer. Now, when I say that, almost always people say then to me, well, like, what kind of designer? Are you like houses or, you know, interiors? And I'm like, oh, no. I'm a fabric and paper designer. And I feel very confident when I say that. And I want you to, if you're nervous about saying it, maybe you got to say it in the mirror a few times, but I want you to say in the mirror, I am a designer. Or if you would like to be very specific so that people don't ask you the follow-up question, you can say, oh, I'm a Glowforge designer, or I'm a laser cut designer, or I'm an SVG designer. And they're going to surely follow up with like, what is an SVG? Or you can say, I'm a Cricut or a Silhouette designer, or I'm a surface pattern designer, or I'm a textile or fabric designer. Okay. So really dig deep. I need some of you to embrace this. I need you to remember who you are. And I say remember because some of you have let go and are unsure if you're a designer. And I'm here to tell you, you are. You are a designer. And you need to embrace it. And you need to tell people that's what you are. You're a designer. There is everything wonderful with that word. And you embody it. If you are designing every day, you embody it, and you need to tell people exactly what you do for a living. So happy to have you here. Hopefully that helped. Someone needed to hear this today. I don't know who, but if it was you, I love you. And I need you to embrace what you really are, because it will help you become in alignment and the world will just be a little bit easier. You know, when I was in my undergraduate degree, which was a communications marketing degree, we talked about cognitive dissonance. And that is really when what you are thinking is out of alignment with what is happening, right? And so that's why I really love when people really embrace that they're a designer, because you know what happens? Do you know what happens when you embrace the word, I am a designer, or the phrase, I am a designer? You design more, because you don't want to be out of alignment, and so you will even more become a designer because you've told people you're a designer. It's like, even if you're not doing it 100%, if you start telling people you're doing that, you will start to behave the way you have been talking. And so I really think it's a great way to, now, don't be telling people you're a designer if you're not actually designing, but start designing a little bit, tell people you're a designer, and you will find yourself the fruits of that. You will start designing more and more and more. And you'll be super happy and you'll be super proud of yourself for what you're accomplishing. All right, guys, thanks for joining me today. Today was a little bit of a pep talk, but I love being here with you. If you're on the YouTube channel, I would love for you to subscribe to the channel. I love chatting and hanging out with you. If you're on the podcast, I would love for you to subscribe on the podcast. That helps me so much so I can see who, like, well, I can't see who's downloading, but we really get a sense of, you know, what is important, what you guys like listening to, and how we can help you. All right, see you guys.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.